Welcome to another Jukebox of Nonsense podcast featuring Liz, Sean, Chris, and Joe.
Welcome on into another Jukebox of Nonsense. It's Chris Bachman. It's Sean Powers. It's Joe Walters. It is Liz G. And yeah, there's no scripts. There's no edits. We're just kind of here shooting the breeze. Sean, how you doing today?
Yeah, hanging in there. How you doing, brother?
All right, Liz, how about yourself?
I'm on like my third cup of coffee, so I'm buzzing.
And she's still trying to wake up.
How about you, Joe?
I only had one cup today. I need more.
All right. I don't drink coffee. I'm a soda guy. That could be a podcast for another day. But last time we just kind of got on the air, we had one topic. We just kind of rambled on, and I had a little request for everybody to bring a topic in for today. And so I don't know if that happened, you know, so we'll go around. Sean, do you got one?
Yeah, let's start with Joe.
Immediately puts it off.
Let's start with Joe.
I was just going around. Liz, do you got one?
I have a question.
Well, yeah. Joe, do you got something?
I have a topic, yes.
All right. And Sean, you do have something in the barrel.
Well, about the cats, though. I'm not going to bring that up on
the cats.
On the morning show, we talked about, you know, her getting a cat or two, and she goes, yeah, but you got to train them to use a litter box. And I'm like, they're cats. She didn't know it's instinct, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm embarrassed. And I was like, no, don't be. You know, you learned something.
I really realized it was a dumb question. I genuinely had no idea.
It's not a dumb question because I only have two cats. The first one I got from the Humane Animal Treatment Society. The second one I was blessed with by finding him outside in the woods. He was a stray, tried to find the owner, and I could not. And I was thinking, he's not going to be able to use the litter box. You know, the whole world is his litter box.
Yeah.
The first day he was inside, he was using it.
Yeah. They just know how to use it, which is, and I had to learn that back in the day, too, because I didn't know. I was like, well, what do you got to let him out? It's like, you don't let cats out, you know?
Sean had to learn how to use the litter box. That kind of explains it a lot, doesn't it? All right.
My wife wouldn't let me use the toilet. All right, there we go.
All right, so you said we're starting with Joe, Sean?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead, man. What you got?
All right. I was thinking today, you know, in this life, I'm a radio DJ, but in my dream life, I'd probably be a Hollywood actor.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd want to be in television shows or in movies. So I thought, okay, let's pick one actor, whether it be from a show or a movie. If you could play out their life or their role in that movie, who would it be in what movie?
Oh, my God. That's a good one. That's deep, bro.
So
my question
is this real life or is
lame compared to that?
No, this is not like their real life actor, their
so
life.
I get to play. Well, is this, I'm living this move, living out this movie in my real life, or am I actually just me, Chris Bachman, becomes this character in these movies? That's the act, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You become the character in that movie. That role or that storyline is now yours.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so I'm living the storyline?
Yeah.
All right.
You could change it, too, if you need to.
But. Well, it was one of those that, like, if I was going to just be playing a character in the movie, I think the Jason Bourne movies are pretty cool. Like, I think that would be, but that's right. Not the life I would want to live by any means.
Right,
okay.
Right, yeah.
I do think I've got a pretty good answer for that one, though.
I'd say, yeah, you could write your own script. You could change it.
Yeah, but if it's the, if I'm living out a character in a movie, it's Mr. Deeds.
That's a
pretty good one right there.
That is.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
And
easily,
now,
man.
He ends up, you know, giving away the money to the butler in the movie or whatever, but he still gets $1 billion in the end, and he goes home to, you know, Minnesota or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be a pretty good one. Sean, what about you?
Me, I would definitely be, I already have it. It's Adrian Cronauer from Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh.
The Robin Williams character, because, you know, Adrian Cronauer was a real DJ back in the early to mid 60s. He was in Vietnam, but stationed there in the Army. And, you know, when I was like 18, 19, 20 years old, I was thinking if radio didn't work out, I probably would have joined the military, you know. And I've said this to everybody before. I probably should have. I'd be, you know, in a lot better shape. You know, but his demeanor on the show, it's just like great personality, you know. And that's who he was, you know, and it's Mr. Personality and it's radio and that's me and that's what I do. So,
I would say that's a top three if you want to be a radio DJ or a broadcaster in general. You should watch that movie.
You got to watch that one, and then the other movie you got to watch is the Howard Stern Private Parts.
Yeah.
which Liz, we turned her on to that as soon as she got here.
Liz?
I'm trying to think.
All right,
I've got mine. Yeah.
Just grab any movie, man.
It's not even a movie for me. It's a TV show, and I think it's because I relate to this character so much already.
SpongeBob?
No.
Oh, okay.
Second, that'd be my second choice. Andy from The Office. You know the guy? Have you ever seen The Office?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, watch that. Yeah.
From Cornell. He's always scoop-dop-doop-dop.
Yeah.
Talking about Cornell. Yeah. I didn't go to Cornell, but, you know, I'm always scatting, so I feel like I could be that guy.
He's a scat cat over here.
Scat man.
Andy from The Office. All right.
I like how that's like a real, you know, like a real life character. And let's be real. If I'm going to pick, it's Costanza, right, Sean? George Costanza. let's be real.
Definitely you, man. All right, back to Liz.
Man, this is so hard. All right, I feel like my answer is going to be a little different. I really admire Scarlett Johansson, right? I think she's amazing. She's an amazing actress, amazing stunt woman. And I've always wanted to be in stunts, so I'd really like to play her, but I wouldn't want to live that life like in Black Widow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're thinking of it kind of like I am a little bit, like Jason Bourne kicks ass, but I don't want to be him. But if you were in Hollywood, you would want to play the Scarlett Johansson role like I'd want to play the Matt Damon role.
Exactly.
All right, mm-hmm. But now if there's a movie character, though, that you think, like, you know, defines, you know, is there one of those that you think?
I can't think of one.
All right.
Is that lame?
No.
That's lame.
No.
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking so hard about this.
She's like, you guys make my questions seem stupid.
God.
They're not stupid.
Is this like too much of a question?
Well, Sean, I'm going to maybe put this one on you. You know, you spent a lot more time with Liz than Sean and I have on the morning show. Is there a movie character that you think of when you are working with Liz, when you think of Liz?
Tread lightly.
She knows where I live. She'll come sit in my parking lot at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm going to text Patty.
Force me to call the cops. Don't call the cops. Don't bring out the shotgun. I'm going to plead the fifth on this, man. I don't have one, man. I really don't have one. Not for Liz.
Chris just looked at me and mouthed, wow.
Of course he always does that every time I say anything.
I thought for sure if he didn't have anything in the barrel, he's going to be like, that Scarlett Johansson character is pretty good one right there. You know? I felt like I kind of teed you up. You know, we kind of teed you up for that one a little bit, too.
Yeah, not really. We're good.
All right. So are we moving on to me, Liz, or you, Sean?
No, you guys go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't follow up that question, honestly.
Right. Well, so my question is, where is your, and it doesn't have to be number one, maybe the most realistic, but where is your travel bucket list? You know, what's on the travel bucket list for you? Sean, you and I actually, we cheated a little bit because we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. Go ahead and kind of. Yeah.
Well, for me, it's, you know, my wife and I always wanted to go on a cruise. And so, you know, we had got the means to do so. We are in the process of getting our passports and stuff. That shit for the passports, man, takes forever.
Oh, yeah.
And they want every piece of information about you. And they want your original birth certificate. And you got to send away for it. And, God, it's just a long process.
Where'd you get yours done at?
We went over to the post office and grabbed up the forms, and then we got to send them in.
All right. I felt like it was pretty simple process when I got my passport.
Well, that was back in the day too. How long ago was that? Because things have changed since COVID.
Maybe 8 years ago. All right.
They changed a bunch of rules and stuff, but we've always wanted to go on a cruise. So this summer we're going to take a cruise.
All right. And so you're making your dream vacation happen.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know, well, not the dream, the dream vacation would be Australia. And you know, we're saving up for that. It's like a 16-hour flight over there, and, you know, all, yeah. But anyways, because, you know, Patty's got family over there. But, yeah, a cruise would, the Bahamas and Belize and, you know, going down to Carmel and all that and St. Thomas and the Virgin Islands. But then, you know, I've got people in my family that are going, you know, getting extremely paranoid. Oh, you can't go, man. There's terrorists in every port. They're going to kill you, and you get off there, they're going to rob you. They're going to, I'm like, you guys need to just freaking relax. If it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Let's go on our cruise and enjoy our cruise, you know?
Yeah.
So that's always something that we wanted to do.
I'll tell you, I went on my first cruise last year for a bachelor party. First one I've ever been on, and it was awesome. Do you know who you guys might be, like, going with?
Probably Carnival, but okay. we're not 100% on that yet. So,
all right. So you recommend the cruise?
Yeah. Right. And going into it, I wasn't even like 100% gung ho. Going out of it, I was like, all right, when are we going on our next one?
Yeah. That's what we're expecting. That's what we're hoping for.
Dream, but you guys want me to go, or you guys got yours?
I've got mine. If it's one place, it's definitely Italy.
All right.
I would like to go there.
Ooh. Is there a particular spot? Rome?
Yeah.
Or is there a
no. As much of it as I can see in maybe like a week.
All right. All right. Europe in general is one of my, just the history, you know, everything here in America, you know, 1776 and forward, essentially. You go over there, some of the old buildings and, Amsterdam, Rome, Italy, and stuff like that. I think that would be a whole lot of fun to see. The one that I've got, I want to see the redwoods out in California. You know what I mean? The giant trees and everything like that. And that was when Sean said that he's doing the cruise this summer. It made me think of, like, all right, I got to do the Redwood National Forest this year, and we could both maybe take care of something on our, bucket list destination.
Do it while you get the chance, man.
And for me, I don't even think it necessarily matters. You know, I've done some research. There's the Redwood National Forest in Northern California, but down kind of like in between Vegas and Los Angeles or so, there is like the Sequoia National Forest, and that's actually where I think it's General Sherman, which is the largest sequoia tree, I think, in the world is there. And so it's one of the couple different options. Not sure which one I would go with, but I should probably go Northern California. I probably wouldn't do well in L.A. traffic, would I, Sean?
Well, no, you wouldn't, Chris.
If you can't handle Mount Pleasant traffic, hell no.
I can do Mount Pleasant traffic fine. I've drove through Chicago, I guess, and stuff, but it's one of those that I always make the joke to people that I'm so small town, once I get to the 4-lane freeway, I'm like, oh.
L.A. is like six, seven lanes.
Yeah. And you got to go. You got to speed, like, man.
That's two Daytonas. Yeah, get me out of here. Get me out of here. All right. Liz, what about you?
I would say Greece or Bora Bora. But Greece to, like, island hop, because once you're in Greece, you can, like, island hop, and it's pretty easy to get around. Or Bora Bora, man.
Where's Bora Bora even at? You got me here a little bit.
Geography time,
people.
It's
a French Polynesian, like, island. And it's like, it's,
South America, Africa.
Let's
look. Gotta look it up.
I really gotta look this up.
I've definitely heard about it.
On a midnight train to nowhere,
It was on a warm summer evening, I think, right? Yeah.
Would you guys ever go to Machu Picchu? You remember when all those commercials were like...
I do remember, yeah.
I don't remember what commercial it was. Maybe it was Encyclopedia. Or no. What was the...
Expedia.
They were always showing Machu Picchu, and I'm like, where...
So there's New Zealand.
It's
so
between
cool.
Australia and
so
South
New Zealand.
America.
Holy moly.
Bora Bora is like over here.
You're in the South Pacific Islands.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. All right. And so there's a number of places I think that would be fast. Any of those South Pacific islands I think would be fascinating to go to, but I think the culture shock for this guy, I don't think there'd be a whole lot of food I would eat. I don't think my, cheeseburgers with only ketchup would be flying over there.
There's like resorts, so, kids menu.
You can find your chicken tenders.
Just go to McDonald's. Yeah. Fine. There's a McDonald's there. So why in that area? Why Bora Bora?
Bora Bora, because you can get those huts where you stay on the ocean. It's like a huge walkway, and there's like those little huts, and then you can see the glass floor, and you can see through the ocean. You can go scuba diving. You can probably go.
Another bucket list thing I have is I love stargazing, and so going to some of the darkest places in the world, I always think would be fun. And there's some of them up in the UP area. Yeah. So I got to ask you about your folks' place, Joe, or whatever. But the Bora Bora, I imagine laying on the beach at night looking up at the stars.
Yeah,
would be amazing.
I'm sure, but tickets are $2,000 to get there.
When you talk about a flight, you're going to be connecting there.
Oh, yeah. My phone just told me Saginaw. You can fly out of Saginaw, and it'll take a day and 5 hours.
Oh, my.
That ain't bad.
just sounds terrible.
It's three sleeps. That's all it is.
Three sleeps. All it is.
3 8-hours, yep. That's all it is.
All right, Liz. Moving on now to you.
All right, my question is definitely more generic, but I think it'll tell everybody a little bit about us.
Okay.
What is your biggest fear?
Oh.
It could be anything. You're most scared of this way to die, or you're scared of spiders,
What I like about this question, Liz, is 9 out of 10 people you ask, it's going to be speaking in public. But with the four of us, that's kind of not really going to be an answer for anyone. So I think that's a really good and interesting question. Joe, you kind of were ready to jump there.
I was going
to
say skim level. I would probably say heights,
Heights, so you'll never go bungee jumping or skydiving?
I had the opportunity to go skydiving. All my friends did, and I watched. Never. Yeah.
No!
I would say, probably just that. If we're going on a deeper level, maybe the thought of how it all, ends. to say it lightly.
Your biggest fear, the thought of how it ends.
The very first thing that comes to my mind is being buried alive.
Oh,
like you said,
yeah.
I think that is kind of the ultimate end thing. You went with something that's a little more everyday with heights, I guess. So trying to think along those lines, heights isn't a bad one. I think everybody has a little bit of a fear of, like, you know, we got the radio tower out there. I'm not climbing that thing. And so I don't think heights is a bad one. And Sean and I always joke, you know, the risk reward. I always say when it comes to bungee jumping and skydiving that the risk reward ain't there for me. The reward would be a very exhilarating experience. It'd be great, but the risk is my ultimate demise.
Get out. None of you would go skydiving?
No.
10 out of 10 recommend.
My buddy did go three times. My buddy went skydiving and scraped his arse open.
So let me.
I'm not even joking.
Where did he go?
Where'd he go, man?
Somewhere in Michigan?
No, we were down in Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. All right.
I hear the banjo music playing.
The instructor has one on his back instead of a parachute.
He broke his arse off the parachute there.
I do have a cousin, Liz, who is a pilot and much smarter than I am, who's. Gosh, he's maybe gone skydiving a couple hundred times. You know, if he wanted me to go and he was the one that I was attached, that is probably the way that I would do it because I would trust him with my life. Going up and having a stranger attached to me, trusting them with my life would be a little. Does that make any?
No, it does.
I don't care if you're 20 feet off the ground or 5 million feet off the ground. Because I'm with Joe on that with the heights thing, but my biggest fear is dying in a plane crash.
Oh my God!
No, that is my biggest fear. But I love flying. I wanted to take flying lessons.
He's going to Australia.
I'm scared of a plane crash.
I'm just gonna take the boat ride over there. You know? I'm not worried about the Titanic sinking on me again.
Hey, there's actually like a random thing that I always think that would be fun. I'd only want to do it once, but to ride like a shipping container across the Pacific or across the Atlantic, and like just do whatever I wanted to do on the shipping container. For some reason, I think that'd be like a fun five days.
Chris, but here's the thing with me though is I'm not afraid of flying. I love flying. My biggest fear is we just lost both engines and we're going down. That panic feeling, you know, you feel between, you know, where you're at in the air and, you know, until you hit the ground. Because, you know, once you hit, it's like, boom, it's hit, it's quit, it's over. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gone. I mean,
not all the time. There are survivors for plane crashes.
Well, I don't want to be a survivor in a plane crash, all right? If I survive, there's no way. I would just want to go.
I don't want to be a survivor.
No, I don't want to be a survivor of a plane crash. No way. Because then I'll live the rest of my life with
PTSD,
those memories.
PTSD, yeah. I understand.
That would take me, that would just, no, I would, I couldn't do it, man. I'd end up in an insane asylum, so that ain't going to happen.
I've only flown three times, and that has been a fear of mine, like, my entire life.
And flying?
Yeah.
Really? Flown three?
Just,
what?
Yeah, failing, you know, the failing of flying.
Yeah.
This one's usually fun, too. Guess where I flew to?
Haiti.
Well, I was trying to get Liz to guess.
Oh, sorry. I'm just guessing.
Sean knew the answer. I don't know. It's like whenever the biggest vacation I ever went on, when I tell people it's Haiti, they're always like, huh? Yeah, you know, but I had a friend who worked at an orphanage down there, and I was able to go down there and visit.
That's cool.
And I've just never been one. I don't have a fear of flying, but just never been really excited to go flying, I guess. But I would, like I said, fly out to California or whatever to go see the big trees, but just, you know, never been something big of mine. Liz, what's your biggest fear?
Water.
What?
Water. Yeah.
Like I'm big like open water?
Yeah, I really don't even like to swim in lakes. But I'm terrified of the ocean. I don't really like to swim anywhere where I can't see the bottom. I don't know what's in the water. I have done things before where I've swam in like oceans and like open water for like snorkeling and stuff like that, but I've probably had a heart attack every time.
So you wouldn't have any problems when you go to Bora Bora?
No.
Nice clear water.
I'd be totally fine.
Yeah, I can go on cruise. I've gone on a cruise as well. I can do that. It's fine.
It's about swimming in water. You can't see the bottom.
Swim. I don't know if something's going to come up and like
grab
bite
your leg
me.
Or just swim past your leg.
Yeah, I have a panic attack when I'm in water.
Would you go tubing or kayaking?
Yeah.
So, well, what
down
about
like a river?
Tubing?
Sure.
Well, what if tubing? You can't see the bottom of the river?
It's and you're that tubing? Deep?
Oh,
or
yeah.
It's brown.
Yeah, yeah. Brown
not
or
going.
Dirty, yeah.
You're brown
I'm not going.
All right.
She's like, nope, I ain't going.
That's why, like, I don't joke with my friends. I'm like, if you push me in this lake, I'll kill you because I won't be okay.
Note to self, don't push Liz in.
So your biggest fear is drowning.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. A buddy of mine actually survived a drowning. This was back in 2004, and we were in Charleston, South Carolina, and he was at a public pool, and his name was Vinny, and I'll never forget him because he was like, he jumped in the water off the diving board, went down and got his foot caught in the drain when he was trying to kick back up to the surface. It was like a 20-foot pool, and people didn't see him, and he's sitting there panicking and all this, and he said, all it just happened to me is everything just went black. And the next thing I know, I'm in the hospital.
No.
So he didn't remember anything. He didn't panic or anything. He just went, everything went back, you know, went black on him.
I've almost drowned twice in my life, and that's why I'm so afraid of water.
So you didn't have the same experience, apparently.
No, I didn't.
So somebody
hold
your head underwater? What was it?
No. I was just a little kid. I was in a wave pool for one of the times.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I was really scared.
All right.
PTSD.
So she's got trauma from a kid from her childhood, and that's what her fear is from. Mm-hmm. My fear, I don't know. I just have an irrational fear of falling out of the sky. But I've never had anything traumatic happen to me when I was a kid on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could you translate that to a fear of heights?
Whoa!
All right, Sean.
True that.
It's on you.
All right. So if you guys had, if you guys could go back in history and go hang out with anybody that you want, dead or alive, doesn't matter, and you get like 24 hours with this person, anybody, and again, you know, you got to think through the Dark Ages all the way through before Christ, and you know, any time in history, who would be the one person that you would go hang out with?
You can start with this one. This is a pretty deep question, so if you've obviously got an answer in mind, I'd like you to go first, so I can
like
have
I
a moment
know
to
his
think.
Answer.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I feel like everybody knows his answer.
Go ahead.
Who no, go ahead.
No,
say
no,
it.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to give you any ideas.
No,
your
no, no.
Question.
I
I'm not going to take it
already,
away from
can
you.
I my
can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Freddie Mercury.
No.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
No. You thought that's that who you thought of?
That's what I was thinking.
No.
I thought that's who it would have been too.
Exactly.
For me, it would probably be my dad.
Oh, all right.
I was 14 when he passed away. It was sudden. He died on the floor right in front of us, and then they brought him back to life, and he died a week later in the hospital of sepsis. But I was a kid. You know, I was 14. And, again, traumatic thing from my past that I would love to go, you know, spend time with my dad and go, look, Dad, I've got two kids. I've got a wife. I got a house. I got a career in radio still after, you know, almost 34 years in the business. You know, I'm still doing what you and mom, you know, were fully supported me through when I was a kid. And, you know, I just want to be able to sit and talk to him. So where have you been the past 34 years? What's been going on? You know, what happens when you die? You know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I really miss him. I really do. And, you know, I've been through therapy for years and years on different, you know, different plateaus of my life and different areas of my life, but it always comes back to missing my dad.
Well, to quote Montgomery Gentry and to, you know, make this a little bit lighter, that's something to be proud of.
That's a life you can hang your hat on.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
I almost messed it up.
Yeah, hey. But we got it there.
If
it was a celebrity, would it be Freddie Mercury?
No.
All right.
If it was a celebrity, I'd probably want to go see either Buddy Holly or Richie Valens.
All right. You know, both from the day the music died, correct?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. February 3rd of 59. But Buddy Holly, because he was so innovative and he was running around like crazy, just you know, writing songs, and just he had so much energy about him and passion about him and, you know, what he was doing. You know, and then I've always thought about, you know, what if they would have survived that plane crash? What if that plane crash would have never happened? They never would have taken that ride. And, you know, where would they be today? You know, I'm sure Richie Valens would be in his 80s and Buddy Holly would be in his mid-80s. And I think Buddy Holly was getting ready to start his own record label. And how that would have changed, you know, the world of music forever, because Elvis Presley loved Buddy Holly's music. And Elvis even said that. He goes, my partner in this, you know, music industry back in the 50s was Buddy Holly. He goes, you know, we could have made some music together. And, you know, just to see the opportunities and see the things that, you know, how the music history would have changed if they would have survived, you mm-hmm. know? So I've always wanted to just go back and you know, just to be enlightened by that, I guess. So,
you know, I think you saying that makes me, any one of my four grandparents, you know what I mean, would be great. And mm-hmm. my grandpa, Larry, he was, you know, step grandpa or whatever, passed away when I was 12 years old. And he was a hooting, hollering kind of crazy guy. There was one time, I remember, he came walking in, and my brother and I said we give him like $1.50 to jump in the pool with his clothes on. He jumped right in the pool, got right back out, and said, "Where's my $1.50? I wasn't old enough to hear and understand some of his stories, maybe, but my grandpa Fran also comes to mind too. Passed 2 years ago, actually, yesterday. You know, as we're recording this on Valentine's Day, put up a few weeks later a podcast for everybody. But man, you know, when you go to celebrities, you know, the first, you know, one of the first things that came to my mind in the situation that, you know, we're in right now was Martin Luther King, peace overall kind of a thing too. And then me being the sports guy, Muhammad Ali is another one that I think would be really interesting to talk to, but goodness gracious, that's a really deep question. I feel like there, Sean,
it is deep.
Part of me that wants to go back and talk to some of the worst people ever, too, to like,
yeah,
how in the heck could you do that, man? You know, kind of a thing. But
if
I don't
had
think
to go back and talk to the worst people. It'd be Hitler or Mussolini.
Yeah, well, but it's like
just
I don't think I'd like to give them the time of day. But if we're gonna go back in history, and this could be a conversation for another podcast or whatever. But I'm somebody who believe, I go to church on Sundays. I'm gonna have to say Jesus. I'm saying,
right.
Feel like that's kind of the ultimate one.
Sure, gotcha.
I really feel like I'd have to pick my uncle, who actually passed. I have two sisters, two older sisters. The oldest one actually got to meet him, but she only knew him for like 3 years. He passed away the night of prom night.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Well,
but I would probably go see him.
All right, now if we're gonna go celebrity style here.
Mine would be Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury would be yours? Okay. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Liz, what you got?
I only have a celebrity. I think it's really sweet all of you are saying family members.
She doesn't love her family, apparently.
I do, but I was, I don't know. It wasn't a parent or anything, you know?
You're good.
Anyway, Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
So many reasons. He was an amazing actor, comedian, whatever. But he also struggled with depression, which is such a big thing. And he just seems like such a humble human. I would just love to spend the whole day with him.
Well, and you'd be guaranteed to laugh.
Absolutely.
As well, too. I feel like he's one of those guys that if you were out in public with him, he would embarrass you as well, too. You know what I mean?
I would love it because he would embarrass him, too. It would just go in, like, vice versa. It'd be hilarious. Mm-hmm. We go to the mall. He'd be, so funny.
Fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
You know, Liz's makes me want to add one more on to my celebrity.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It made me think of Chris Farley.
Ooh, Farley.
That would be a fun river. One. Yeah. He'd be fun to hang out with.
And so who was yours again, Sean? Buddy, you said Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, yeah.
All right, so Buddy Holly, Jesus, what was yours, Joe?
I'm going with Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Robin Williams.
Could you imagine those four?
See how we all get together? It happens on the same day. You'll never believe who I'm with. Can we meet up?
We're going to have to make Liz watch the Seinfeld episode, the Family Guy episode with Jesus in it now.
It works at the record store. Yep. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen clips of it, but I can't remember.
Jesus Christ, get the Escalade. We're out of here.
Joe, you got anything to add? Sean, you got anything to add to the jukebox of nonsense today?
No, I just, if anybody's, listening to this podcast, they want, they want to ask us questions, we'll just, maybe we do a form of that.
Why are you doing that, man?
because
you're fucking it up. Yeah. Maybe put a marker in that.
Ask us anything. Ask us any questions, and it doesn't matter. I mean, like, I'm an open book. I don't care about, I have no pride and no shame, and people are going to learn stuff about me. They're going to learn stuff about me, and I don't have any problem with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Liz, you got anything to add?
Nope.
I guess before we do shut it.
Nope.
I knew one of us would have something. Go ahead, Sean.
I was just wondering, what's everybody doing the rest of the day?
What's everybody doing the rest of the day? Well, I've got to finish up the afternoon show. I got to get ready for the morning show tomorrow. We got high school hoops coming up on Friday. We're getting ready for playoff basketball. Trying to schedule a Mid-Michigan Matters interview. Got some new MAB spots to put in. Rick's Food Center. We got to go record. We got a lot going on for the rest of the day. But one thing that, you know, a walk with the dog, I guess, okay. You know what I mean, to take it away, something else from work. That is one thing that will be happening around, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock probably.
Did you get her a Valentine's Day gift?
I have not got her a Valentine's Day gift.
Can't believe
I am,
you. Well, bad dog.
Bad
dad.
Daddy. Well. Bad daddy.
That poor stringer.
Poor doggy.
I think Sean can tell you that that dog is pretty. Do you know what the problem
I'm
is?
I'm just kidding. I know well, Stringer's
she's
very
already,
spoiled.
She's already spoiled. She gets
well, this,
everything.
Well, this will make you laugh, and Sean can attest to this. Like the Benny Bones, the Nyla Bones that are out there, I can't buy her the regular stuffed toys because she will destroy them and unstuff them in about 30 seconds, maybe. Like she will tear them up. She has every flavor of Benny Bone and Nyla Bone that's in town, from Soldens to PetSmart to Meijer to Walmart.
She's got the whole collection. Yeah, like, well, collect all five.
And Sean can attest. I'll have to scroll back and show you a picture, but there is literally 30 of those things.
Oh, you lined them up? I saw that picture before.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is an awful lot of them. Then said, maybe she'll get a toy now because you suckered me into it. But.
Well, you know, in the spring and summertime, too, every night he was walking her down to Doozy's and getting her ice cream or getting her something.
Shut up.
The pup cup.
Yeah, the pup cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she worked it off.
All
you know,
right,
by
you're a great
back.
Dog,
oh, he,
Dad.
Oh, he is. He definitely is. I got to have your back on that, Chris.
Now, problem is, truth, I man. Still haven't worked it off.
When you guys drive past there now, is she, like, getting excited all the time?
Well, no, the problem is when we still – so Kane Street, kind of over by where I live, doesn't go through it. You know, it goes from Chippewa down to, what would that be, Bennett or whatever. It doesn't go straight through to Pickard, but where it dead ends, there's a little pathway that has a little opening in the concrete fence where you can go through Doozy's.
Okay.
And so it would be funny, and I've probably got an old video of that too, when we would get towards that corner in the summer, she would start pulling me that way.
Oh my God.
And if I let her start running, she would start running to get to that gap in the fence. And it took about maybe 2 or 3 weeks towards the end of summer. She could smell Clyde and the crew weren't back there. But yeah.
Okay.
All right, how about you, Liz? What are you doing the rest
of
the day?
What am I doing for the rest of the day? I'm going to go home. Home improvements.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Painting.
Oh, nice.
That's fun. And I'm going to watch Grey's Anatomy.
Nice.
And curl up in your blankets.
I'm going
all
to
five of them.
Eat a lot of popcorn.
What's happening? Popcorn.
What's happening with Joe?
I am picking up my cat. Trip to the vet.
Aww.
Yeah. Nothing says I love you than getting him snipped.
Yeah. Dad, what happened? What'd you do to
me? For a week. Yeah.
Sean.
I got to go home and I got to work on my studio stuff. I'm working on starting my own radio station from my basement, and it'll be internet stations to start, but. Working on that, and I've got to take care of some bills. I got to pay those since we got paid. I'm just gonna hang out with Colin.
Nice.
We're just gonna play some video games and stuff.
What a shameless plug to end our podcast.
You had to ask me, man. You got no one to hold them, Chris, and no one to fold them.
Thank you, Sean.
She's still
got all right, you gamblers. We get it.
I'll try it again. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Chris.
Man,
thank you, Joe.
No.
Thank you, Liz.
No.
I got to thank everybody.
Should we try it?
Thanks for tuning in to another Jukebox of Nonsense. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Sean.
And thank you, Chris.
See you next time.
Thanks for checking out our Jukebox of Nonsense podcast featuring Joe, Chris, Liz, and Sean. The views expressed by these clowns doesn't necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Platitude Media, My 104.3, Buck 92, or sponsors, responsible adults, pets of all kinds, politicians, music junkies, and anyone else we may have left off this list. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to mymichiganpodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.